Welcome to worship from Daleville Christian Church. The news is tough all over, as in our nation, around the world, certainly in our country, the hospitalizations are as bad as they were last January. And so, remember, in January, we didn't have any vaccine. And so we pray for our nation and the world in this and through this pandemic, praying also for the helpers, all medical personnel who must work longer hours with more patients in beds needing special care, with a disease for which there is no cure. And so they have less time for each person who is in need. We pray that our God strengthen them and indeed be a God of help in any time and any kind of trouble. We have an affirmation of our faith that we proclaim each time we gather. We have some 20 that we use. This one is from the letter called 1 John in the first chapter. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. The reading of God's Word for today is also from 1 John. This in the second chapter, verses 24 through verse 29. That's the end of the chapter. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what He promised us, even eternal life. I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you receive from Him remains in you. And you do not need anyone to teach you, but as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him. And now, dear children, continue in Him, so that when He appears, we may be confident and unashamed before Him at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of Him. May the Lord add His blessing to this reading of His holy word. I need to ask you a question. Where are you with regard to your relationship with God in Jesus? Where are you with regard to your relationship with God's Word, the Bible? I ended last week's message with Jesus' words from John's Gospel book, chapter 6. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Jesus can't be talking about physical eating, physical hunger, and physical thirst. Jesus is talking about a relationship with Jesus, the bread of life. The foundation of life for the people in Jesus' crowd was bread. Jesus was saying real living. Living a life that goes on for eternity is a life that abides in me, Jesus. See John's Gospel book, chapter 15. Jesus wants us to have an abiding relationship with Him and through Him to know and talk and share with the Heavenly Father. Our Lord Jesus came declaring there was to be a good relationship between God and humanity, and Jesus was the proof. The relationship was one of abiding love, a Heavenly Father's abiding love. This love was so great as for the Heavenly Father to sacrifice His only Son so that we could live a real life with that good relationship with God, a relationship so good that it would continue forever. The word abide is my favorite. It's found in the King James Version. Other versions use the word remain. Jesus said, "Remain in me." Those words show up over 40 times in the New Testament. Other versions of God's word use the words dwell. Jesus said, "Dwell in me." "Stay united in me." "Be joined with me." "Live in me." What's more, Jesus declared this message to people who had been told they could not have a right relationship with God. Sinners and tax collectors, harlots, the sick and the defective, the leper, and even the adulterer. Not only does Jesus bring the good news that we may all have a relationship with God through Jesus, but that no one has to go through life alone without the Lord. Psalm 46:1, "God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in time of trouble." Part of many Americans' problems in their faith is that we Americans have trouble in our relationships, all relationships. Some have no friends. Some have one spouse, and that relationship isn't very good. Half those people get divorced. Many more never decide to even commit to a marriage. There's date rape, assault, child abuse, child pornography. Let's face it, lots of Americans just don't have time for a relationship, any relationship, and that includes a relationship with God. However you perceive God. But our Lord Jesus said, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Heavenly Father." Jesus talked about his relationship with his followers many ways, what is often referred to as the Jesus I am statements. I am the true vine. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd, and others. In John's gospel book, Jesus declares that relationship in more than one way. The true vine. Jesus also states to the disciples, "I have called you friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command." In your relationships with others, do you ever have to be reminded of any relationships you're in? Do you ever wake up in the morning and have your spouse say, "Honey, remember we're married." Or, "Remember, I'm married to you." Or, "Remember, you are married to me." Do that every day? No. Why? Because you don't forget that. And you're not likely to forget that. Is a common greeting with grandchildren, "Grandma, I'm your grandson." "Grandma, I'm your granddaughter." No. Why? Everyone knows everyone in the family gathering. Usually, if you have to be reminded of a relationship that you are in or that you are related to someone, if you have to be reminded, isn't that usually a sign that you are either sick or you have had a stroke or some sort of traumatic brain injury? Am I right in thinking that? So do we have to be reminded of our relationship to the Lord? And the short answer is yes, we do have to be reminded that we are a friend of Jesus. Yes, we do. And I'll come back to that. Jesus uses other images of this relationship that we have with Jesus. As I mentioned, I'm the good shepherd. Most of us get the idea, but we have no real knowledge of that relationship unless you have raised sheep. In John's Gospel, chapter 15, Jesus says, "I am the true vine and you are the branches." Only you gardeners have a better idea of what that means. So I'll ask you, how close to the stalk does the branch have to be? How close? Well, if you want to eat anything from that branch of that plant, that branch will have to be connected to the stalk. I'll just ask a stupid question. On your tomato plants, when the tomato first begins to appear, do you disconnect the tomato from the plant? Why? That's stupid. Yet many people wait until they realize they're disconnected from God before they start praying again. In John's Gospel, chapter 15, Jesus says, "I am the true vine, you are the branches, so I will ask, how close does the stalk of the branch have to be?" How close? So how close to Jesus do Jesus' disciples have to be? They have to be connected. And how is there anything to eat from your garden unless the branch is receiving nourishment through the roots and the stalk? See, Jesus intends that we be pretty intimately connected to Him. Jesus will even say, "You will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." The Apostle Paul will say it this way, "I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." Galatians 2:20. The apostle doesn't even really claim to be living. Paul says, "I'm not the Saul everyone knew before the encounter with the risen Jesus on the road to Damascus." Paul says, "I'm not Saul anymore." He's not living anymore. It's Jesus inside Paul that lives. So I'll ask you again. Do you ever have to be reminded of any relationships you are in? How about the relationship of friend? Do you answer your phone saying, "Oh, hi, remember me? I'm your friend." Or when guests come over to the house, do you answer the door, "Honey, our friends are here. Honey, these are our friends," just so you don't forget? You know, there are all sorts of clever sayings about friends. There's nothing better than a friend unless it's a friend with chocolate. A good friend is like a four-leaf clover, hard to find, lucky to have. A friend is one who overlooks your broken fence and admires the flowers in your garden. True friends are never apart, maybe in distance, but never in heart. So maybe you won't forget your friends, but we can forget that Jesus wants us as friends. I'm not sure why that seems to be true. I've heard people tell me they might not pray. "Oh, the Lord doesn't want me to bother Him with my little problems. Oh, I know that I'm forgiven, but I still feel so badly, I can't talk to Jesus." I've even had people tell me they don't want to cry in church. When I tell them, "If you can't cry in church, where can you cry? Does not God's word say that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted?" Psalm 34. "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, saves those who are crushed in spirit." Do we believe the psalm is only true for other people and not ourselves? Our Lord Jesus was betrayed and abandoned by those He called His friends. Then, after Jesus died on the cross and was buried and raised to life again, Jesus went to those same friends first and said, "Peace." Jesus remembered what they did, and Jesus knew that they had relived their moments, their last moments together with Him, ever since. Jesus spoke peace to them first. So you can vent to a good friend, but not to Jesus? When you say it that way, it doesn't quite sound right, does it? I feel certain that Jesus is not only prepared to listen to us venting to Him, but prepared to handle anything that we can hand to Him. Why did God institute the Sabbath day of rest? Because God knew we needed it, yes? It was also a sign that God's people belong to God. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of David. The pagan Romans never understood why those Jews refused to work all week. Those pagans didn't know that our God was working on inventing the weekend. But the Sabbath was a reminder, like many of the other covenant actions, clothes, food, money, all reminders that God's people belong to God now through Jesus. This is what God's people do. And I'm going to talk about more signs that Jesus left us so we will remember Jesus and our connectedness to Jesus, but I need to say this. The pandemic is worse now in most places in the USA than before the vaccine was available. So you might need to stay away from public gatherings again for a while. That's okay, but it doesn't change what Jesus intended for all of us. Jesus left us signs and activities of our relationship with Him. Pray this way, Jesus said. Baptism, another example. It's a sign of the following Jesus who himself was baptized. The Apostle Paul outlines deeper meanings for baptism. Baptism is a sign of the death of the old self and being raised to a new life. Paul's letter outlined it for the Jewish Christian community. As Moses and Israel were saved coming through water, now followers of Jesus have a sign of salvation through water. Baptisms are almost always a part of the church's activities. The church is present, the congregation members are witnesses, so even if you forget your baptism, others can say, you were baptized, I was there, I saw it. There's a special worship service we have had here at Daleville Christian Church. It was suggested in a sermon by the great reformer Martin Luther. The service is a remember your baptism service. The baptism is the action, the initiation action of our relationship with the Lord. It's more formal and public, at least public to the church congregation. Many of us can remember our baptisms, some cannot. But the remember your baptism service is a reminder that you were baptized into Jesus, whether you remember any details or not. When we have celebrated a remember your baptism service here, the baptistry was filled with water. Everyone who wanted to or could came to the baptistry, dipped their hand in the baptistry water, touched their forehead, and said to themselves, "Remember your baptism." For those who could not come forward and wanted to feel the water, our old communion service was used. The silver pitcher filled from the baptistry used to pour water into one of the communion cups presented to the persons in the pew that they might touch the water and touch their forehead, saying, "Remember your baptism." Remember to whom you belong. Remember you were adopted, so you are a brother and sister to the Lord Jesus, and sons of God to receive an inheritance of God's kingdom. When I am asked to do a baptism in a hospital, I always take Daleville Christian Church's silver chalice with water from the baptistry here. The church's chalice for over 150 years represents this church, the choir invisible of the saints who before them were baptized at Daleville Christian Church. And how about the Lord's Supper, communion table, worship? Worship is a part of our relationship with the Lord. Jesus and the Apostle Paul said it directly, "Do this in remembrance of me. Do this until the Lord's return." "This is my body," said Jesus. "This is my flesh. This is my blood. This is my blood of a new covenant for you and for many." The church, drink. Cups, water, juice, bread, all of the five senses are used to help you and I remember. Jesus left these signs to help us remember we belong to Jesus. Jesus has called us friends. Do not hesitate to call your friend who longs to hear from you, to hear the sound of your voice. Your voice print is distinct from every other voice print. Every other voice, just as your fingerprints are different from anybody else's fingerprints. And Jesus knows your voice. Jesus wants you to know His. Do not hesitate to call your friend who longs to hear from you. You, the children of the Almighty, can never be a bother to our Lord who loves you. You can never interrupt the one who has said that he will never leave you or forsake you. Abide in him as he has promised to abide in you. Amen.